and fat, not necessarily as far as being able to lift heavy things.
Or say somebody who always seems to have a smile on his face and just never loses his temper. You'd say he's mighty...
mighty happy. Mighty calm.
What about good nature?
Yeah, mighty good nature.
Or, you know, sometimes when boys reach a certain age, it seems that they just bump into things, trip over their own feet and all that. You'd say
he's clumsy.
Or maybe clumsy, or awkward.
Awkward, yeah.
For someone, I know a lot of people, I guess, people who just keep on doing things that don't make any sense at all. You just say he's plain.
Stupid.
Or
hard-headed.
Does hard-headed carry with it any other specific, intent?
Hard-headed, stupid is just dumb, I always think. But hard-headed is more like, well, you did it once and it didn't work, and you're going to do it twice and it doesn't work. So by now you're on about your fifth or sixth try and it still isn't working. Hard-headed and stubborn are about the same.
Any other kind of headed besides hard-headed that would work there?
I can't think of anything.
Mule-headed?
Yeah. I've heard mule-headed. My grandfather's used that term.
Bull-headed?
Bull-headed. Mm-hmm. He was describing one of his grandchildren that way. I think it was me.
What about the word fool there? Would that be appropriate? Someone who just keeps doing stupid things. You don't worry about him, he's playing fool.
Not if there was a reason for them doing what they were doing. A fool I usually think of as along the same lines as stupid, as not being, not really quite bright, but a little dumb and no good reason to have done what you're supposed to do, or you knew better and did it anyway, you'd be foolish. But if there was some good reason for you to be continually doing, I wouldn't say that fool would apply there.
Yeah, would that be a pretty strong word? You call somebody a fool?
Yeah.
You're ready to fight?
Pretty close.
Say someone who has a lot of money but likes to hang on to it. You say he's an old
tightwad.
So tight he squeaks.
Yeah. You open. There's one man in town of whom it was said that every time he opened his wallet, a moth flew out.
That's pretty bad. Squeaking in. If you were to use the word common about somebody, what would you mean by that?
That they were common. That they weren't real high class, didn't have a whole lot of social standing. It's basically a derogatory term.
Yeah, my grandmother had a good context for that. It was unmistakable. Said, "Well, so it's just common gully dirt."
That puts it pretty close to what it is.
Would you ever use that term in describing somebody who you thought was just an average, ordinary person?
I wouldn't know. Common, I usually associate with someone who considers himself to be high class, referring to other people.
Mm-hmm.